My name is Megan Dudney. I am the extension pathologist from the Citrus Research and Education Center and also an associate professor.
Let's talk about black spot. It has been mostly in the Gulf region up to now. Some speculation Irma could have spread it northward.
That's based on some of the work that Dr. Gottwald from ARS did, that he showed that the likelihood of spread based on Irma just moving things like leaves and twigs and other such things from sites that have black spot to new sites is fairly high. Of course, it's going to take us 4 to 5 years from now to see whether he is correct or not, but it is something that people should be cognizant of, especially if they're down in the Gulf Coast region and don't have the disease already in their groves.
You recommended that growers learn to recognize the symptoms and to scout for it.
One of the best protections against any disease is to know what you have and to be able to then take action. If you don't know it's there, then you can't do anything about it. Growers should become familiar, especially in areas outside of the Gulf Coast region, of what black spot looks like, and so that they're prepared if any crops up in a new area.
The control measures we know now, alternating copper and strobilurins.
Yeah, that's what we're recommending currently, is to alternate the coppers and strobilurins and also throwing things like Enable in the mix as an alternate rotational. Dr. Roberts here at Immokalee showed that Enable had some fairly decent efficacy as well, and so it's a viable option as well, and it gives us an alternate mode of action.
Anything you'd like to add about black spot?
I know people have not taken black spot seriously over the years in areas outside of the Southwest Florida, but it's something that we shouldn't just ignore. It could bite us in the end. It just may take it a while, but we want to try and restrict its movement as much as possible.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.